In just a moment, we switch controls to California to the Dairy Rich Show, Stars Over Hollywood, presented by Dairy Rich, the chocolate-flavored drink. And today, headlining one of Hollywood's finest actors, Donald Woods. There's a signal. We take you now to Hollywood.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Stars Over Hollywood. Art Gilmore greeting you from the movie capital of the world, where every week Bowie's Incorporated, makers of Dairy Rich, present Stars Over Hollywood, headlining your favorite stars of screen and radio. Every week, new personalities, every week a new story, and every week the same delicious chocolate-flavored drink, Dairy Rich. Here's our star for today, and no newcomer to Stars Over Hollywood. He appeared on the second broadcast of this show some 320 performances back. He's an even finer actor today, and it's a real pleasure to welcome back Donald Woods.
Thanks, Art. It's nice to be back again, even though things have changed a little.
Oh, not much, Don. People seem to like our show just the way it is, and as long as they like it, we may keep it on the air forever. But you should know about that. You were on the air for a mighty long run yourself.
Yeah, I had a running part in Those We Love. It was a lot of fun and went on for a long time. But after all, pictures are really my business. Or I should say, one of my businesses.
One of your businesses?
Yes. You see, Art, my partner and I create individually decorated, painted peasant furniture.
Say, now, that's interesting. What do you call the furniture?
A Woods Hampton Creative Provincial. And thanks for the plug.
Well, that's all right. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have to look for some of that.
Good.
By the way, before we forget it, what are your latest pictures?
Time, Place, and the Girl for Warner Brothers and Stepchild, which is still unreleased.
I see. Well, while our listeners are making a note to catch those, I'll just step in and mention a few other things that should be noted. Then we'll be ready for today's play.
Okay, Art. I'll be ready when you are.
To tempt appetites this warm weather, family meals must not become monotonous. Make sure that with each meal you serve is a taste thriller, something that's a sure smile winner from every member of the family. And the best taste thrill of all is Dairy Rich chocolate-flavored drink. Yes, served in place of your usual mealtime beverage, Dairy Rich will do wonders for even the most ordinary meal. Gives it zip and zest, turns it into a regular party. And listen, taste thrill isn't all. Dairy Rich adds real food value to the meal. Finest kind of protective food values. Try serving Dairy Rich chocolate-flavored drink. It's delicious, hot or cold. And see how the family hustles to the dinner table. Dairy Rich presents Three on a Honeymoon, an original radio play starring Donald Woods as Judd Bailey. Judd and Penny Bailey had gone through a routine courtship and engagement that terminated in a lovely rose-bedecked wedding at the home of the bride. The guests, old and odd, and shed happy tears at the sight of Penny, angelic in her bridal veil, and Judd, handsomely resplendent in white tie and tails. The guests drank champagne and lined up on the front steps and threw rice at the departing young couple as they raced for the car and escaped to a pat little honeymoon at Echo Lake.
Tired, honey?
Mm-mm.
Then why the big sigh?
Happiness?
Me too.
Oh, it's all been so perfect. The music and the flowers. Just the way I dreamed it would be when I was a little girl.
I nearly spoiled it when I dropped the ring.
You were cute.
Please, darling, call me anything you like, but not cute.
All right, I'll try to remember. But just the same you were. Your face got as red as your hair.
Well, it was warm in there.
All right, it was warm.
You give in easily.
Why not? I'd rather give in than argue. But do you know that Mother and Dad have been married 28 years and they've never had an argument?
Oh, but Penny, that isn't natural.
Why not?
Well, I don't know. It just isn't. Married people are bound to disagree once in a while.
Not if they're willing to meet each other halfway. And above all, if they never allow themselves to give way to temper.
That's a hard thing to live up to.
We can do it. Because we're so much in love.
Sure we can. I'm going to try very hard to make you happy, Penny.
Oh, I couldn't be any happier ever than I have been since I've known you, Judd. And now this honeymoon at Echo Lake. We'll have something to remember all our lives, darling.
You bet we will.
What was that?
What was what?
Well, that noise.
I didn't hear anything. What sort of a noise?
Judd! I hear a baby.
A baby? It couldn't be.
Oh, it is. There in the back seat of our car.
What? Well, let me see.
Oh, Judd, look out!
Now you've done it.
I've done it?
We're stuck in the ditch.
Well, if you'd look where you were going...
You asked me to look at your baby.
My baby? I didn't put that baby in the car.
I suppose I did.
Oh, you're shouting at me on our honeymoon.
No. Let's not lose our tempers. Keep calm. Oh, Penny, please. Baby. Baby, quiet. Oh, shut up. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, Judd.
Golly, stuck in a ditch with a baby... And we've only been married 3 hours. It's no use.
Oh.
Guess we're going to spend the night here.
Oh, we can't keep the baby here, Judd.
You have any suggestions?
Well, maybe someone would help us.
Mm-mm. Haven't seen a car pass by since we've been here.
Oh, it's raining.
That's all we needed.
Oh, Judd, I'm so sorry.
Oh, it wasn't your fault. If it weren't for that little...
He is awfully cute. Where do you suppose he came from?
Someone probably got tired of hearing him meow and dumped him on us.
Oh, I don't think so. I think it was some poor woman who couldn't afford to keep him.
And I have a kind face, mm-hmm. Well, if we can just get him to a police station, we'll have that off our minds. Oh, please, whatever your name is, spare us that.
Judd, don't you like children?
Yes, but, well, the way I figure, Penny, there's a time and a place for everything, and this is neither.
Judd, I hear something.
Shh. By George... If it's what I think it is, I'll be right back. Hello there. Hey, mister.
Hey, whoa there, cow. Oh,
boy, am I glad to see you.
Huh? What seems to be troubling you?
Well, my car is stuck in the ditch here. Can you give us a tow?
Well, now, I'd sure be happy to give you a hand.
Gee, thanks.
If it weren't but for Patricia, that is.
What?
My gal, Patricia. She's been waiting on me near 3 hours. I got stuck in town. Reckon you know how it is. Got to joshing around with the fellas, and first thing you know...
Look, mister, my wife's in the car.
I sure do feel sorry for the woman, yep. Sure do.
Then you'll help us?
Reckon as how I'd like to.
Oh, I'll be glad to pay you any amount you want.
I sure could use some cash with Saturday night coming up and all.
Good. Then if you'll just back your wagon up...
But Patricia, she's got a mighty fierce temper.
Oh, I'm sure she'll understand.
No, son, can't do it. Got to be getting on. Come on, get up there.
No, wait, just a minute.
Huh? Whoa!
Mister, listen.
Ain't I just got through with telling you? Patricia's waiting.
Now, look, have a heart, can't you? My wife and I, well, we've just been married a few hours. We're on our way to Echo Lake for our honeymoon.
Just got married up, huh? Mm-hmm. Well. Reckon as how Patricia would want me to help. Just married, huh?
This afternoon.
Well, get the rope out of the wagon.
Oh, you bet.
Yes, sir. Sure is a wet night.
What was that?
I said it sure is a wet night.
I didn't hear you.
No matter. You got the rope?
Yeah. Oh, this is certainly nice of you to help us out.
Oh, no bother at all. I got married once myself.
Judd.
Boy, it's okay, Penny. The man's going to give us a tow.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Hurt-looking girl you got there, son. That is what I can see of her.
Thanks. I'm getting awfully wet. Can we hurry this thing up?
Sure can. Once you were catching cold... On your honeymoon?
No.
Huh. Well, I'll back her up here.
I'll tie the rope to my bumper.
Say now, do I hear a baby crying?
Baby?
Yeah, sure heard a baby.
Oh, that. Yes, he's in the car.
A baby in your car?
Yes, you see...
Now, just a second, son.
Couldn't we talk about this later? I'm dripping wet.
I thought you said you was married this afternoon.
Well, we were.
And you ain't getting no help from Ed Jenkins. Right is right.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me explain.
Me and Patricia don't hold with no such going-ons now. Come on, giddy up there, giddy up. Come on, Carol.
But you don't understand.
And let this be a lesson to you city folks.
Judd.
Hmm?
You're so quiet.
I have nothing to say.
Oh. That was awfully smart of you, Judd. The way you found the boards and got the car out of the ditch, I mean.
Thanks.
Where are we now?
Close to Echo Lake, I hope.
I hope you don't catch cold in those wet clothes.
I'll be all right, Penny. After we dump Junior here.
Oh, they'll take good care of him, won't they?
Yeah, sure.
Poor little thing.
There's a sheriff's office in the village. They'll know what to do with him.
Oh, I don't see how his mother could bear to part with him. He's a beautiful baby.
Yeah.
Judd.
Hmm?
Do you suppose when... I mean, when... If we have a baby, do you think it might have curly red hair like this one?
It might. I have red hair.
Well, that's right. You do have red hair. It's just like the baby's.
Yeah.
And he has blue eyes. Just like you.
He does, doesn't he? Oh, there's the village up ahead. Keep your eye out for the sheriff's sign, will you?
Judd.
What?
Judd, turn your head.
What on earth for?
Well, turn your head. I want to see something.
Well, there it is.
What?
The sheriff's office.
Oh, it's all dark.
Yeah, but I think he lives in back. Wait here, dear.
Judd!
Yeah?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, you poor kid. You must be worn out. We'll get this over with in a hurry, and everything's going to be fine. Be right back. Oh, for Pete's sake.
Judd, what is it? Judd!
He isn't there. There's a sign on the door.
Well, what kind of a sign?
Gone fishing. Be back tomorrow.
Oh, what are we going to do?
Do? What can we do? It's too late to turn back now. We'll have to keep the baby until morning. Oh, you think it's funny, huh? Now, go on, laugh. I just hope, young fellow, the day you get married, you have to take twins on your honeymoon.
Curtain falls on Act One of Stars Over Hollywood, which today brings you Donald Woods in the leading role of Three on a Honeymoon. In a moment, he'll be back in Act Two. Chocolate is America's favorite taste thrill, so much so that more than 65% of all sodas, sundaes, and malteds are served with chocolate flavoring. And everyone knows that dairy drinks, rich in milk solids, are tops in food value. Now, let's put the two together. Delicious chocolate flavor blended with a fresh dairy drink, and there you have Dairy Rich chocolate flavored drink, the finest kind of drink to serve with family meals. Because in the first place, everyone in the family, grown-ups as well as children, goes for that marvelous different Dairy Rich chocolate flavor. And secondly, because Dairy Rich adds real protective food value to the meal. In other words, in place of your usual mealtime beverage, try serving Dairy Rich chocolate-flavored drink, chock full of taste thrill and also chock full of the finest kind of food value. Yes, it's the food drink that nourishes as it refreshes. And listen, when you order Dairy Rich, make sure you get the genuine. Look for this name on the bottle cap or the paper container. D-A-R-I-R-I-C-H. Dairy Rich chocolate-flavored drink. It's chocolate flavor supreme. Now back to our story, Three on a Honeymoon, starring Donald Woods in the role of Judd Bailey. Judd and Penny Bailey had been married only a few hours and were on their way to a honeymoon at Echo Lake when they discovered an abandoned baby in the back seat of their car. Judd's hopes of leaving the baby in the capable hands of the Echo Lake sheriff were in vain, however, because the sheriff had gone fishing. The late hour and a storm preventing Judd from turning back is the only reason that the couple are driving up to the Echo Lake Lodge now with the baby.
Well, we're here.
Shh! The baby's asleep.
Oh, drat the baby. I'll go in and register, and then I'll come back for you. Maybe I can borrow an umbrella.
All right, Judd.
Penny, is something wrong?
Not a thing.
Oh. Phew. Hey, where is everybody?
Shh, my good man. Do you want to awaken the whole lodge?
Oh, sorry.
It's very late, you know, and we're all filled up.
I have a reservation. Mr. and Mrs. Judd Bailey?
Oh, yes, Mr. Bailey.
Yes.
The bridal suite, wasn't it?
That's right.
Oh, of course. We expected you much earlier, Mr. Bailey.
We were delayed.
Oh, it's too bad. We'd planned such a reception for you.
Oh, well, it's a shame we missed it.
Well, never mind. You'll like our bridal suite. I've literally banked it with flowers for you.
Thanks. Do you mind if
I'm Rover, the night manager. Oh. And just don't you worry about a thing. I've kept 3 bottles of Chateau Martin champagne on ice for you. I'll bring them right up.
Mrs. Bailey's in the car. Do you mind if I bring her up first?
Oh, not at all.
Thank you. Do you have an umbrella I could borrow?
Oh, right here. I always keep one handy in weather like this.
And can someone give me a hand with the bags, please?
I'd be glad to.
They're in the trunk of the car.
Oh, well, here is the key to your suite, Mr. Bailey. Now, if you'll just sign the register and take Mrs. Bailey up to your room, I'll get into some warm clothes and bring your bags up.
Oh, fine. The trunk's open.
Wonderful. The bridal suite is on the second floor, number 21. So you and Mrs. Bailey just make yourselves comfy, and I'll be up in a jiffy.
That's all we need.
I beg your pardon?
I said we'll need you.
Oh.
There, honey, don't cry. Judd, get me one of those small towels from the bathroom, will you please?
One towel coming up.
Oh, poor little lamb.
Here you are. Is this all right?
Oh, fine. We'll have you fixed up in a jiffy.
Is there anything I can do?
Yes, get some warm milk.
Milk? Oh, I need something stronger than that.
For the baby, silly. He must be starved.
Oh.
There you are, Angel. Now, Penny's going to take you in and wash your little face and Patty's. Up you go.
Patty's.
Don't forget that milk jug.
Come in.
Here are your bags, Mr. Bailey. Where would you like them?
Well, just put them down right there.
And how did you like my flower arrangements?
Flowers? Oh, yes. They're fine, thanks.
Good. I'll go down and bring up your champagne and a little supper now.
Bring some warm milk, like a good fellow, will you, Rover?
Warm milk?
Yes. Yeah. Is there anything wrong with that?
Oh, no, of course not. It's just a matter of preference. Over the way, I found this near your car. It seems to be a baby's booty.
Oh, thanks.
A practical joke, no doubt. People do have a habit of playing amusing pranks on... For a moment, I could have sworn I actually heard a baby. It is a baby.
Oh, bless my soul, so it is.
Did you find out about that milk?
This is my wife, Mrs. Bailey, Rover.
A baby? On a honeymoon?
Oh, don't mind him, Rover. Just an old friend of the family's. I feel better after that shower.
Please, Judd. I just got the baby to sleep.
Oh, that's the best news I've heard tonight.
Oh, he's not a bad baby. He's just hungry, that's all.
He is a pretty cute little guy at that. Where is he?
In the bed.
In the bed?
Shh. Well, where did you expect me to put him?
Well, what's wrong with the couch?
Well, he'd fall off.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
Well, if you fall off, it won't hurt you.
I'm not going to sleep on the couch. That's too much.
Oh, Judd, please. I've made it up for you, and it's very comfortable.
Nothing doing.
All right, I'll sleep on the couch, and you sleep with the baby.
Oh, never mind. I'll take the couch. Good night.
Good night, Judd.
Well, good night.
Judd.
Hmm?
Judd, maybe if you put those two big chairs together...
Oh, how did I ever rate such a brilliant wife?
Shh. You'll have to be careful when you move him so you don't wake him up.
Oh, don't worry about that. There. There now. How's that?
Oh, as good as his own crib. Careful now.
Up you go, little fella. There. Snug as a bug.
Judd.
Huh?
He looks enough like you to be your own son, doesn't he?
Yeah, I guess he does at that.
Oh.
This is better than that couch.
Judd, why do you suppose the baby's mother picked your car to abandon him in?
Well, I don't know. It was handy, I guess.
But there were dozens of other cars parked along the street.
Just our luck, I guess.
Are you sure, Judd?
Penny, why worry about... Penny Bailey, if you're thinking what I think you're thinking...
Oh, now see what you've done.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Well, it's a perfectly natural thing for me to think.
It's ridiculous and insulting.
Please stop shouting at me and do something about the baby.
I'll do something about him. What are you yelling about? Haven't you caused enough trouble?
Oh, you're cruel to little children, too.
Oh, for goodness sake. How do you turn him off?
Pick him up and be gentle.
All right, I'll be gentle. Come on, Red, you've got a sucker. Well, what do I do now?
Walk with him.
I'll walk with him. What do I do now? Break into a trot?
Sing to him.
Never.
He must be worn out.
Move over and let me die quietly.
Oh, Judd, you were wonderful with him. Especially the lullaby.
Thanks.
Judd.
Yeah?
What time is it?
6:30.
In the morning?
They don't have midnight sun in this part of the world.
Oh. Judd.
What?
About what I said before.
Oh, for the love of Pete.
Who can it be at this hour?
Who is it?
Open up in the name of the law.
Hey, what is this?
He's here, all right.
Who's here? What's the meaning of breaking in on us at this hour of the morning?
I'll tell you what the meaning is, young man. You and your moll there are under arrest.
Arrest?
For what?
For kidnapping the baby and taking him across the state line.
Kidnapping?
Yeah. Now get your things on and come along with me.
Sheriff! Sheriff!
Quit that yelling. I ain't deaf.
Look, how long are you going to keep us here?
Till I get word of what to do with you.
Oh, have a heart, will you? We've only been married since yesterday afternoon.
If that's true, it beats me why you kidnapped that baby.
Oh, that does it.
You two should be glad I put you both in the same cell.
What made you so big-hearted?
We only got one.
Oh.
Now keep quiet and let me be, will you?
The mean old thing.
Well, looks as though we'll spend the rest of our honeymoon in jail.
I won't mind, Judd, as long as we're together.
I guess maybe I feel the same way.
Oh, I do love you, Judd. I didn't mean what I said last night.
Of course. course you didn't, darling.
After all, there are lots of red-headed, blue-eyed babies in the world.
You're still thinking about that, aren't you?
Well, I'm just trying to say I trust you, Judge.
I'm not so sure of that.
Honestly.
Yeah, you did.
And no matter what happens, I'll always love you.
Yeah.
You'd better, you little nut.
Yeah, yeah, right away. Goodbye.
Well, now what?
Okay, you're free.
You mean you're going to let us out of jail?
Yep. Just got a phone call from town. Baby's father and mother was visiting across the street from your wedding yesterday. Father took the baby out of the car and went back for his wife.
But I don't get it.
Well, the fella says he went back to get his wife and the other baby. They was twins. When he got back, the baby was gone.
Then who put him in our car?
Well, that's just it. Man just remembered that his car was parked farther up the block. He put the baby in your car by mistake.
Oh, he did he? Where does he live, Sheriff? That's all I want to know. What's his name and where does he live? Of all the stupid mistakes to make. Wait till I meet that rattlebrain.
Judd.
Hmm?
We still have the rest of our honeymoon. You don't want to spoil that, do you?
No, of course not.
After all, it was only 2 days. We have the rest of our lives.
Just the two of us. No babies.
Well, you don't mean that, Judd.
Well, no. We'll have lots of babies, mm-hmm. Angel, if you want them.
Why, we might even have twins.
Sure. And I'll guarantee they'll both be red-headed.
The final curtain falls on Stars Over Hollywood and today's story, Three on a Honeymoon. In just a moment, our star, Donald Woods, will be back for his curtain call, so stay right with us. Have you ever dreamed up a taste thrill all your own? Imagine yourself enjoying something you just know would be supremely delicious? Well, that's the kind of taste thrill you get in Dairy Rich chocolate-flavored drink. Even in your daydreams, you couldn't imagine a flavor thrill more marvelous than Dairy Rich. Superb, different chocolate flavor, perfectly blended with a dairy drink. No wonder millions of folks find in Dairy Rich chocolate flavor drink their ultimate in taste thrill. It's chocolate flavor supreme. Here again is Donald Woods to take a bow for today's performance. Don, it was a swell job, and we want to say thanks.
It was a pleasure, Art, and I want to say thanks, too, to your listeners, to this swell cast, and all of you in the studio.
Well, that gives me a good chance to say that today's cast included Gene Bates as your wife, Penny, Ken Christie as Rover, Charlie Lung as the sheriff, and Jerry Hausner played the part of the baby.
Before I go, Art, tell me about next week's star and story.
I'd be glad to, Don. Next week, we present Bill Demarest in a grand radio story called All Bets Off, and it promises to be an exciting performance. Now it's time to say thanks again, Donald Woods, for a fine show today. We want you to come back soon to Stars Over Hollywood. All persons or places in today's play were purely fictitious, and any resemblance to real persons or places is entirely coincidental. Next week, new personalities and a new original radio play. So remember, the Dairy Rich Show, Stars Over Hollywood, next Saturday, same time, same CBS station. Of course, not all of our listeners are going to have Dairy Rich chocolate-flavored drink with lunch today. But we'll bet that those who do have Dairy Rich will really enjoy lunch. No mealtime beverage goes better with food than this swell-tasting dairy drink. And here's a hint. Dairy Rich is delicious served either hot or cold. So give each member of the family his choice. And here's another hint. If you haven't a bottle of Dairy Rich in the refrigerator today, order a quart right away. You'll agree you've never tasted anything more delicious. Today's play was written especially for the Dairy Rich Show Stars Over Hollywood by Barbara Owens and was directed by Paul Pierce. Musical score by Del Castillo. This is Art Gilmore speaking for Bowie's Incorporated, makers of Dairy Rich. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.